From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And now to automated red light traffic cameras. The ones that snap your license plate as you roll through an intersection and mail you a hefty ticket. You may hate them, but the devices can generate millions of dollars in fines. And that's got cash-strapped Los Angeles and the state of California taking notice. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
In California, getting photo-tagged for running a red light can be expensive, and the cameras are unforgiving.
You know, these are machines. They don't care. You know, you go 1 foot over the line, bam, $500.
Substitute teacher Robert Zergulis takes to the streets to protest the 18 red light cameras in Culver City, population 40,000, just west of L.A.
You see, did you see the light just went off? Somebody just got a red light ticket. Those are designed to get as many tickets as possible. They're not designed to make it safe to drive.
Zergulis' hostility toward red light cameras drove his bid for a spot on the local council in Culver City. He lost the election, but won support from drivers like Michael Fucci.
I just paid $540 for a ticket last month for a red light.
Is that disgusting? It's totally unfair, isn't it?
It's completely preposterous.
Cities insist it's all about safety, but critics say the huge fines and the uncertainty over what to do when a traffic light turns yellow causes some motorists to freak out.
I'm paranoid, yeah.
Peter Davis says he has to make split-second decisions during his daily 3-mile commute to work when he encounters 3 red light cameras.
If light turns yellow and I'm confident that I can get over the crosswalk while it's still yellow, then I'm going to accelerate to get through the traffic light. But if you don't know how long you have until it turns red, and you're not sure you can get through, so you slam on the brakes because you don't want to go through a possible red light, and then there's always the concern of someone behind me, are they going to ram into me from behind?
In fact, red light cameras do reduce accidents, says Michael Manville, a researcher at UCLA's Institute of Transportation Studies.
The evidence seems pretty conclusive that you do see a substantial, probably overall 20 to 30% reduction in collisions. That includes the slight uptick in rear-ending.
Even in a small town, the cameras can be a real cash machine. Culver City reportedly grosses around $2 million a year, which is one reason Los Angeles, a big city with huge budget problems, has considered installing dozens of new red light cameras.
Bottom line is drive careful, the light's yellow, slow down, prepare to stop, and go by the speed limit. If you follow the rules, you're not going to have a problem.
L.A. City Councilman Dennis Zine is an ex-cop with no sympathy for dangerous drivers, but he does wonder if the fines from red light cameras have gotten too steep.
I think it's excessive. The punishment must fit the crime. You don't want to be oppressive, and when you get to the point of $500, now are we starting to verge on oppressive government?
Many drivers suspect the cameras are part of a rigged game. Yellow lights last a few seconds, so you get nailed in the red. But California actually has a uniform standard for caution lights. We put it to the test at a busy intersection in Culver City.
What's the speed limit here?
It's 35 miles per hour.
So how long should they be?
The yellow light will be 3.6 seconds.
Joining me is Police Detective Doug Marks and Sergeant Omar Corrales.
Just turn yellow. Red. How long was that?
I got 3.7.
That's legal, with a tenth of a second to spare. Red light tickets may be big business, but so is the practice of trying to beat them. Here are a few tips from attorney Stan Alari.
Stan the radar man.
He advises ticketed drivers to go to traffic school or do community service to reduce or avoid costs. And Alari says always beware of so-called snitch tickets that ask you to rat out another person driving your car.
And you are under no obligation whatever to incriminate anybody else. Ignore that letter. Just go to court and say, that's not me.
That's because in California, the cameras must get a clear shot of the driver's face.
But one of the things you can do, you can drive around with your visor down. Or maybe drive around with a mustache or a beard, you know, just slap it on and take off. Or with a Frankenstein mask on, I don't know. Get creative, you know. They're getting creative, why can't we, right?
Of course, when the light turns yellow, you could always just slow down. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.